Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast. With me, your host, with, a bit of a haircut. He went to the hairdressers this afternoon. Billy's his name. He managed to fit me in because I'm working over the weekend. Always good to look your best when you're in front of camera. Anyway, enough about me. What a podcast we have got coming up. And it starts with a big old fight. No, nothing to do with Tyson Fury against Deontay Wilder, although that is coming up a bit later. It begins with Kate Price's ex-husband, Simon Jordan, and someone whose name doesn't work if you say his first name without his surname. Mino Rola. Mino. Hello, Mino. Mino, clean your room. Just doesn't Mino. What? Anyway, this is Jordan v. Mino, and it's live.
I don't think that agent move players. I think
of course you do, Mino. Of course you do. Yeah. That's what you do. That's your modus operandi. Yeah. That's how you get paid. You move players.
No, that's not what we do.
But you do.
Okay, I don't.
Well, how do you not do it then?
No, I represent players. That's different than moving them. To move a player, if you're right that players are owned by clubs, like you say, like Manchester
United. During their contract period, they are, yes.
Yeah. Okay, but let me talk. Then I cannot move a player without the permission of a club.
Now, you can create division, can't you? You can create a culture of division.
But to make a transfer, you need three parties. You need two clubs and one player, right or wrong?
No, what you need, ultimately, yes. With a player like Pogba, you're always going to have a buying club. But as a selling club, Man United may not want to be one. But if you create a culture, both you and the player, that a player doesn't want to be at this club anymore, then there is really only one transaction. When he goes, how much you get paid and how much he gets paid.
Yeah, but listen, Jordan, that's not the case here, because I've said in the interview, and that's what you're trying to miss here, is that it was not a question about if Paul wanted to move or not. I said Paul was only committed to Manchester United and the European Championship. After that, we will sit down with the club and we will see what the club wants. That was the part that was...
But why is there no comment, Mino? Why is no comment? Not the better comment?
But what is the matter if I want to have a talk?
Because it's not about you, Mino. It's about the player and Man United. You're an incidental. You work for the player.
Exactly. I agree. It's not about me. So why Ola attacks me of saying something about a player that I represent?
Now, of course, it was a big night in the Champions League as Liverpool, the Champions League holders, hate saying that, they played Atletico Madrid, and of course, Liverpool lost. This was your reaction on my show, Andy Goldstein Sports, by Monday, Thursday from 10 p.m. One of the best shows, if not the best, on national radio. Not my words. Actually, they are my words. Alongside the fella whose head defies logic and gravity and just all sense of realism. Yep, the fun boy. A.K.A. Jason Cundy. If you've never heard of him before, well, that doesn't surprise me.
Zonal marking from Liverpool. It's swung in and it could be put in. It is. 1-0 to Atletico Madrid. Saul with the goal. Inside 4 minutes, the European champions are behind.
Peter is a Liverpool fan. He's up next. Hello, Pete. Good evening.
All right, Pete.
Good evening.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thanks. I just want to make a couple of points. Liverpool just weren't at it tonight. You know, too many sloppy passes, not enough creativity in the final third. Point proven with no shots on target. To me, that just wasn't a Liverpool performance this evening. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned before, any Liverpool fans going to come on and say that they're worried about the return leg. Yeah, I'm worried about the return leg. It's only a 1-0 score. I get that. It's easier to overturn. And everyone will go on about the Barcelona game last year. But as you have mentioned, two completely different setups from Barcelona and Atletico Madrid. Mm. Atletico Madrid like to sit back, soak up pressure, and then try and hit you on the break. Barcelona want to play open and expansive football, a bit like what Liverpool do. So, you know, it is going to be a real, real tough test in 3 weeks' time. And we need a little bit of more creative spark in the middle, in my opinion.
I think that's fair. I think that summed it up perfectly, Pete. That's the way I saw the game. Liverpool are more than capable of getting the first goal and turning what is a 1-0 deficit into a 2-1 lead. We've seen them do it countless times. Yeah. You're right to raise the point, because Simeone has gone into battle, and that's what it does. His team go into battle. They love the way that they defend, the way they set up. They seem to enjoy that part of the game. And of course, the keeping a clean sheet is absolutely crucial, because we're just watching the highlights actually there, and Atleti, they had some chances. You know, there was a couple of from Morata, and that's what you've got to be worried about that break, because they do spring that trap.
Yeah, and you know, in the return leg, I don't think we'll see Alvaro Morata start the game. I think it'll be Diego Costa in order to try and wind up our two centre halves, because that's what he does. You know, Morata, we've seen in the Premier League for Chelsea, he's not an out and out goal scorer. He's a sort of, in my opinion, he's a Tammy Abraham type of player, where if the ball drops to him, instincts, he will put it away. Give him a little bit of time on the ball and he goes to pieces.
Now, we are, of course, in heavyweight week. By that, I don't mean that Alan Brazil and Danny Kelly are tag-teaming in the all-you-can-eat buffet on the 14th floor at TalkSport Towers. What I mean is, it's Tyson Fury against Deontay Wilder with a big old number 2 all over it. That sounds wrong. Anyway, I digress. Adam Catchell, who's TalkSport's boxing so-called expert, is more of an expert in blagging, because somehow he's convinced the powers that be that he needs to be in Las Vegas not a day before the fight, not 2 days before the fight, but an entire week before the fight. So, because we knew he was going out there, we made him do some work. This is him talking to 50% of the fighters. No, not Deontay Wilder, the other one, Tyson Fury. 4 days to go, so you can hear the fight live and exclusive on Talk Sport, which will be about 4 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. Set your alarm, it's going to be unbelievable.
Let's talk about the preparations for this camp. There's been a few changes. Talk to me about what Sugar Hill has obviously brought this time, and what's he added to the Tyson Fury arsenal?
Sugar Hill has added a little bit of sugar to this already good cheesecake, and it's going to be even better on the night.
He's obviously renowned, that gym's renowned for that power punching, dropping those big right hands. Is that a hint?
Maybe, maybe not. You know, I was always a good boxer beforehand. Okay. I'm still a good boxer now, so don't expect me to come out being a brawler, because I'm not.
Of course.
But it's going to be a bit different this time, and I'm going to keep it all under my hat until the fight.
Regarding...
Come on, dance around for 12 rounds. Complete boxing. Slipping and sliding, touching and moving. Stick and move, rack, stick and move.
Why not? Why not, eh?
You know, probably get another draw again if I win every round.
Yeah, maybe. Regarding strength and conditioning as well, you're looking
lean.
Well, you're looking a lot fuller. I was watching an interview the other day, and I don't know whether it was the T-shirt that you were wearing or whatever, but the arms are looking quite big as well. So talk to me about that. Has there been changes in preparation?
Yes, I've got a new nutritionist and cook, George Lockhart. He's worked with a lot of good athletes before.
He works with Connor, doesn't he?
He works with Connor. But eating 6 meals a day, believe it or not. And I'm more leaner now than I was at 18 stone in my last fight.
Right.
And I'm weighing 18.11 this morning. So, yeah, lean, mean, fat grilling machine, George Foreman. Shout out, George. So I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Feeling strong. That's it, really. I'm well hydrated. I've ate well, ate clean. I've had nothing I shouldn't have had. And I've been to bed early and got up early. So, yeah, it's been a really good preparation. I've had really good sparring. Christian's been here as usual. Plenty of strength and conditioning work. We've done about a month, 5 weeks at home, strength block before we came. Then I had 2 weeks off over the Christmas period in Las Vegas, got acclimatised to the time zone.
Yep.
And then I've had, by the time the fight comes around, we'll have had 8 weeks in camp as well, of training twice a day, 6 days a week.
The warmer weather's going to help as well, training out there.
Warmer weather always helps. Mm-hmm. Positivity with a bit of sunshine and that. So it's definitely been a good camp. I'm glad I came to Vegas to do it.
Well, you've had two, what we would class as iconic walkouts over the last year in Vegas. You've given us the old Apollo Creed. You've given us the sombrero and the mariachi band.
Yes.
You're laughing. Come on, so, what have you planned? What have you got?
I've got a good ring walk planned. Let's put it that way.
Yeah?
Yeah, very good. It's going to be amazing. And I can't wait till Saturday. I've not got long to wait, really. The most important thing now is just to stay calm and not let anything, the occasion, get to me or anything like that. Just be normal, relaxed, and do me a bit of training, ticking over, and eat clean and drink plenty of water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not finished until we're in there.
Do you enjoy Fight Week with all the commitments that you've got and what have you?
Yeah, you know, I trained hard for the last 10 weeks, for the last 8 weeks rather. So I'm looking forward now to the fight. I've put all the work in, I've done everything I should have done. So now it's time to put it all into practice and see who the best fighter is on the night.
One of your biggest assets is the way that you speak. You can get inside a fighter's head. Are we going to see a little bit of flavour on Wednesday when we have the press conference?
Hopefully, yeah.
Do you think he'll respond? Do you think he'll play this time?
Maybe not. I'm not sure. But if he wants to play out, then I'm all up for it.
Time now to check in with Alan Brazil and Ray Parler on the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show. They were looking back at that game at Stamford Bridge that saw Manchester United beat Chelsea for the third time this season. Woohoo! Anyway, they were saying how it was crazy, their words, not mine, that Harry Maguire wasn't sent off against Chelsea for his lunging little foot thingamajiggy that he did on Michy Batshuayi, or as he's known, Michy Batshuayi. And they were talking about VAR being so inconsistent. We know it is. Get over it, lads.
It's a joke, right on the bench. And then he looks at it again. They look at it again. VAR.
He got away with one. He certainly got away with one.
Listen, I understand what Harry's done, right? Because he's sort of been pushed over.
Yeah.
He's hit the deck, right? And he's just reacted, right? Mm. But it's a red card. Simple red card.
Well, the rules are that, you know, and consistency is the most important thing in football. And if you see Son, everybody go back to that someone and say, look, wait a minute, what's different? Why does he get a three-game ban?
And by the way, I don't blame him for scoring the goal. It's a cracking header.
Brilliant
great
goal.
Ball.
Two good goals.
But it's not right. You know, that's what VAR... I said yesterday, bomb it out, get rid of them. Well, that's sick the problem. Of it.
Hello, I'm Laura Woods, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Now, earlier on, you may remember, I was talking about Mino Raiola, or Mino, or Mino. Anyway, this is what he said earlier on in the podcast.
I said, Paul was only committed to Manchester United and the European Championship. After that, we will sit down with the club and we will see what the club wants.
Well, this is Adrian Durham. If you've never seen him before, don't bother Googling it, especially if you're going to eat soon. But he's got ginger hair and he wears loud shirts. He and Darren Goff, who sits alongside him on Drive Time, were having their take on the scenario.
Right now, they are small time. With the manager they've got, with the players they're attracting, players they're losing, Man United are small time. You've got Paul Pogba.
Well, with the manager they've attracted. What,
absolutely. What,
people think back just 24 hours, 48 hours ago, wherever it is. People all of a sudden, sorry, Manchester City are talking, but they might not be in the Champions League for 2 years. They're going to lose the manager. They're going to lose the best players. What? They get a manager like Solskjaer. Yeah? Is that what you're saying? Because I think that's what he's trying to say. But at this moment in time, Manchester United, are they competing to win the Premier League? No.
No.
And I think that's what it is. So if Manchester City, where all the best players now don't really need the money, they want to play in the Champions League. If Manchester City are not going to be in the Champions League, why all of a sudden are all their players going to leave? But all Man United players are going to stay there because it's Man United.
Pogba's a World Cup winner. And he is at a club that's beneath him. He should be in the Champions League. I think most people in football can see what I'm saying. Just people decided to get a little bit upset by it, which is fine. But it's the reality, and the reality and the truth hurts sometimes.
Pogba, if you ask me, doesn't want to be... I'd love for him to stay at Manchester United. I still think there's lots more to come. There has been times when he's been brilliant for them. Yes, overall, when you're paying that sort of money, you need someone who's totally committed, 100% Manchester United. Now, if you're a fan of Manchester United, you've got to say, is he and has he been? No. What is the best option? Him to leave Manchester United and get whatever we can for him. That's the sensible one, isn't it? I think all Manchester United fans will probably look at it and go, it's the right decision for him to leave Manchester United. I don't think there'd be many on here who'd say, oh, no, we can't sell him.
No, but I'm looking at it from Pogba's point of view. Why did he come back? Because he wanted to be in the Premier League, he wanted back at Man United, and he wanted to be competing at the very top. At that time, Jurgen Klopp was already at Liverpool. Pep Guardiola was coming into Manchester City. Paul Pogba arrived at Manchester United. So he's thinking, yeah, this is the time. This is the time to be in the Premier League. And what does he end up with? Ole Gunnar Solskjaer as manager. Now, no disrespect, but there's no way City would have appointed somebody like that. It's like City appointing Jamie Pollock as manager. It just wouldn't happen.
Time to hear now from Jose Mourinho, who speaks a lot of sense, especially if he's trying to compare Spurs holding on to fourth place like you would holding on to a windowsill on the fourth floor. I don't even know what he's talking about. This is Jose doing what he does best. That's confusing everyone and going, what? Oh, yeah, you're a genius.
Now we are with our arms in the balcony in the fourth floor. And now we have two options. One is to give up and fall and normally die because it's the fourth floor. Another way is to fight with what we have. No stairs, but arms. So we are going to be in that balcony fighting with everything that we have. And there is only one possibility of help on this incredible fight that we have ahead of us, our public. No strikers, no market, no players, nothing. The only help that we can have now, especially playing at home, is our crowd.
Now it was Comedy Hour on The Breakfast Show, and here's your proof. Ray Parlour was saying that Mikel Arteta, the Arsenal manager, has got everyone happy again. Oh, that's nice. A happy little shit. Brilliant. Here's the joke, though. Oh, they could still make top five. Oh, I love it when he does that.
At least he's showing that he will give the youngsters a go. Saka was excellent again on the left-hand side. He had another really good game. I think he's got to get tied down now in a new contract. I think they're trying to organise it at the moment. But I think what Roy saw, yeah, at the moment, look, Arsenal 10th in the table, which isn't good enough. But Lacazette's goal and how they celebrated, I think the players knew he needed a goal as well. There's a lot of changes got to be made at Arsenal. But there's a feel-good factor again. I think the supporters getting behind the team and suddenly they're thinking, well, next season, could we really have a go? And I think fifth place is still wide open for quite a few clubs.
Now, earlier on in the podcast, you heard your words coming out of your mouth on my show, Andy Goldstein Sports, on Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m, reacting to that game in the Champions League. Well, there's more now from my show.
What do you mean more? You've already been on the podcast.
Yeah, well, there's other good stuff, like the Midnight Train to Madness. So there's that on it. There's one more of Billy's top five stats and any other stuff that producer Tom deems good enough to put in. So if there's no other stuff, he thought the show was rubbish.
It's a bit of a Haaland special tonight. He's scored 10
lazy
Champions League
Bill,
goals now in just seven appearances games, in the competition. Reaching the tally four games quicker than any other player in the competition's history.
Some player.
How much? 60 million?
No, 20 million.
No, was 60 million is
buyout. Something ridiculous like that. Something very cheap.
Someone just comes in the summer and just snatches him up. I mean, it could happen, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it will be a massive snatch if they do.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd be licking your lips, wouldn't you? You
truly would. You would.
You'd be getting your offer straight in, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
I've got one more Haaland stat.
Two. Okay.
As I said, he's got 10 goals in the Champions League this season. More than Barcelona with 9, and the same amount as the club he actually plays for, Dortmund, who have also got 10 goals.
Again, proving fantastic snatch.
Absolutely amazing.
Next one.
Since the start of last season, Liverpool have lost 6 of their 10 away games in the Champions League. No side has lost more away from home in the competition in this time.
Right, say that again. Say that again. I need to hear that again. Slowly.
Since the start of...
No, not that bit, Josh. Good.
Since the start of last season.
Since the start of last season.
Liverpool have lost 6 of their 10 away games in the Champions League. No side has lost more away from home in this time.
So quite remarkable, isn't it?
It is quite remarkable. A team so good, so bad away from home in Champions League. Interesting. Good work. Those were Billy's stats. But that's it for another podcast evening. Good work, everyone. If it's the first time you're listening and you're thinking, it's all right, then you can download it for free via Acast, Spotify and Apple Pods. Of course, if you want to get your certificate from TalkSport, and we issue one to every single listener, and it just simply says, I've got one here actually, there's I confirm that, and of course that bit's left out for your name to be filled in by someone at TalkSport, has listened to Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily Podcast on Wednesday the 19th of February 2020, and he thought it was brilliant, or she thought it was brilliant, or they may have just make an amendment that they thought it was brilliant. And of course we issue one of these to every single listener every single day, because no one's got anything better to do here. Of course, I've just made that up. Don't be so silly. Although, it'd be quite funny if you just walked into TalkSport Towers and went, I'm here to collect my certificates. Actually, do that and let me know how it goes. Film it. Put it on Twitter. Put it on Insta and send it to me at AndyGoldstein05. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. Have a good day. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.